श्रीमानाथनागरासिंहासनस्था श्री श्रीराधाशिरगोविन्ददेवा ऐशानिविषयमानो स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारङ्गी अहं श्रीवार्तातकास्थितः कर्षन् वेणुसनयोगि गोपीनाथा श्रियेष्णः
to welcome His Holiness Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj. Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj is one of the senior most intimate disciples and associates of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Thousands of devotees throughout the world in this movement first became convinced of Krishna consciousness by hearing his daily Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita classes in the New York Temple in the late 60s and early 70s. Srila Prabhupada personally entrusted Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj with his most intimate project of editing his books. Srila Prabhupada expressed to us that writing commentaries on the original Vedic literatures and translating these books was the personal instruction he was given by his own spiritual master, and that the commentaries of books were his own personal ecstasies. He had Jayadvaita Maharaj personally entrusted with editing his own book. And of course we know that Back to Godhead magazine was started by Srila Prabhupada many years even before he came to the West. And he continued this magazine throughout all of his wonderful pastimes as the world acharya of the Krishna consciousness movement. Jayadvaita Maharaj today is carrying the flame of this great desire of Srila Prabhupada and is the senior editor of Back to Godhead magazine. Besides, he's a wonderful exemplary sadhu, and we are very much grateful that he has come to join us for this yatra. So everyone, please kindly welcome Jayadvaita Maharaj. Since I have His Holiness Srila Giriraj Maharaj on the left and Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj on my right, I am contained from creating too much danger or problems in this. The Madan Mohan deity was originally installed by Vajranal, the great grandson of Lord Sri Krishna, in Vrindavan Dham. And for a long, long time, he performed his lila of being unmanifested to this world. From that dear and intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya descended in this world. He traveled to many holy places. When he lived in Vrindavan, he was staying on the bank of Jamuna under a tree that is today called Advaita Vat. And there, Sri Madan Mohan, who is also known amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas as Madan Gopal, revealed himself to Sri Advaita Acharya, who worshipped him with great love. Before leaving Vrindavan, Sri Advaita entrusted the worship of Madan Gopal to one very pure-hearted Brahmin in Mathura of the name Purushottam Chauvin. this great devotee, who was completely free from all material inclinations, worshipped Madan Gopal in the intimacy of being his own child. One day, Srila Sanatana Goswami, who had come to Vrindavan on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was doing Madhukari, begging from home to home, and he came to the house of Purushottam Chaudhary. It is a beautiful story, but Sri Madan Gopal personally instructed this great Brahmin to entrust the worship of him to his loving devotee, Srila Sanatana Goswami. There is a beautiful story that Sanatana Goswami at one time was living in Mahavan, and the residents of Mahavan felt themselves very fortunate. Madan Gopal would sometimes, in the mood of a cowherd boy, play on the sandy beach along the banks of the Jamuna near Mahavan. One day, playing like a cowherd boy, he joined the local children of Mahavan. Sanatana Goswami, seeing the divine way this child was playing, he could understand that he was not an ordinary child. When the children were finished with their playing, Sanatana Goswami followed this cowherd boy to his home. The child entered into the temple, and when Sanatana Goswami came into the temple, the child was not present, but the beautiful deity of Sri Madan Mohan was the only one in the room. At that time, Sanatana Goswami bowed down in great love and affection to Sri Madan Mohan, who was always controlled by the love of his devotee. Srila Sanatana Goswami later was living at the Dwadasa Ditya Teel, a beautiful hill just above the river Jamuna in Vrindavan. And there he was worshipping Sri Madan Mohan in the most simple way. Sanatana Goswami had no home, no residence. He would sleep under tree. He practically never slept. He ate very little, and he was always immersed in hearing and chanting the names and glories of the Lord. Sometimes he would beg, and he would get a little bit of wheat flour, and he would take some Jamuna water and mix it with that wheat flour and roll it into small balls. Then he would put those small balls on the coals of a fire and in this way cook them. And this is what he would offer to Madan Mohan. So one day, Madan Mohan spoke to him and inquired, "Can you not even offer a little salt with this bhati?" And Sanatana Goswami, in great love, he replied that, "I am old man and I'm very poor. I am offering you the very best thing that I can." It is explained at that time, a large boat carrying salt was on its way to Agra, and that boat got stuck in the river Jamuna. The owner, who was a very, very wealthy merchant of the name Krishna Das Kapoor, came out of the boat in great, great anxiety. His fortune, his treasure of wealth, was very much at risk. At that time, Sri Madan Gopal took the form of a small cowherd boy and came down to the river Jamuna and told him that he should go to see this great saintly person, Sanatana Goswami. When he came to Srila Sanatana Goswami told him that you should worship the lotus feet of Sri Madan Mohan. He began to pray. He offered whatever he had amongst with it was some salt. As he was praying, his boat was wonderfully released from the rocks and the stones and the mud of the Jamuna. By this time, he had complete faith in Srila Sanatana Goswami due to his great compassion and his exemplary behavior. And by the grace of Sanatana, he had great faith in the lotus feet of Sri Madan Mohan. So he went to Agra. He made a great fortune by selling his wares and his salt. And he asked Sanatana Goswami on his way back, "How can I serve you?" Sanatana Goswami instructed him to build a beautiful temple for Sri Madan Mohan. That was the first, the original of the temples in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and one of the most beautiful landmarks of Brajbhumi for the whole world by the grace of Srila Prabhupada. After some generations, when Aurangzeb came to conquer Vrindavan with his great atrocities, the primary deities of the six Goswamis, many of them, were brought to Jaipur for protection. Amongst was Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan was being worshipped, especially by the princess, the daughter of the king of Jaipur. She was arranged to marry the son, or the prince, the son of the king of Karoli. And after the marriage, when she was meant to return to Karoli, the city of her husband, she would not leave. She explained that this husband of mine that you have given me is only a temporary relationship. My eternal master, my eternal husband is Sri Madan Mohan. She refused to leave him. So the king of Karoli built this beautiful temple. And after it was constructed, there was a wonderful procession with the bridegroom, along with her worshipable lord, Madan Mohan, to Karoli. And since that time, Sri Madan Mohan has been worshipped here as the life and soul of all of the devotees of this holy place. Sri Madan Mohan Ji Ki. Madan Mohan deity is very important in our philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and most essential to all of our lives. He is the Sambandha Murti, the Murti that is worshipped to establish our relationship with Krishna. In this material world, we are all very much attached to the objects of the senses. And the objects of the senses are being controlled, the phenomena between the senses and object, by the demigod of the name Madana, or Cupid. And his arrows, when they pierce our hearts, they are irresistible. Everyone is madly chasing after the pleasures of this world, and it is factually impossible to give them up unless we experience a higher taste. Parandrisvami Vasa. Madan Mohan is the name of the Lord, which means that Cupid who enchants everyone within this world is enchanted by his beauty. By worshipping, remembering, enchanting the names of Sri Madan Mohan, he will attract our hearts away from all of the temporary pleasures of this world, away from the sources of misery and birth and death, and engage us in his eternal loving service. So at this time, let us all behold the beautiful darshan of Sri Madan Mohan, glorify his great attributes, reveal to him our utterly fallen condition, and beg for his mercy. Beg for his mercy, as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, "Jayatam suratam kango mama mandara hergati matsaravastavadambo jaradhamadana mohan." I am lame. Spiritually, we are lame. We have no strength. Birth after birth, we have been ill-advised. We are so much victim to the mind and the senses. Our only hope is the mercy and the shelter of Sri Madan Mohanji, to attract our hearts and our minds to his loving service, to his holy names, to his wonderful pastimes, and to the association of his most auspicious devotees. So let us worship Sri Madan Mohanji and let us chant the holy name.